Blog Talk Radio.
This is the RF Radio Show with OJ and Dreadfish.
All right, welcome back to Radio RF. It is 6:30, and it's just Ida OJ today. Dreadfish is off gallivanting around town or something or another. No, he had a... I'm talking to myself now. Make it stop. Anyways, today's episode is brought to you by Peaches. They come from a can. It would be good if I actually posted the link in, you know, somewhere where you guys could see it. Right now I'm just talking to myself. My wife's making fun of me right now. I don't actually have any. I was going to rant about some things. I'm not feeling very ranty at the moment. My wife said I should talk more about my garden. I'm sure you guys have tired hearing about it, but it's actually getting pretty big now, and I should probably post some more pictures. I already got some tomatoes growing, and I mean, it's not even June yet, and I have tomatoes growing, so that's kind of crazy. The wife wanted to mention that they're yellow. As a matter of fact, the wife wanted to say some words because I just hear some links here.
And they're yellow tomatoes too, which is really cool. So I don't know. I'm pretty excited, and it's huge. It's like up to my knee, and I'm only like 5 foot, so it's probably about 2 feet. Pretty fantastic, right, man? We have purple basil growing too. And the purple basil is kind of getting crowded, but it's looking good. Talk about being pregnant. So I'm 7.5 months pregnant, and it's really, really hot. I can't stress this enough. I'm waking up in the middle of the night with hot sweats, and it's not fun. It's not fun at all. I can't imagine a woman being pregnant throughout the whole summer. I would probably kill myself. But it's a lot of fun anyway. despite being really hot, I'm feeling the baby kicks, and it's pretty awesome. I wish that Vic can feel it, but she stops whenever he comes near. Apparently she's afraid of him or something. I don't really know. Just kidding. My nausea was pretty terrible for the first 6 months, really. It only just stopped, like, maybe a month ago. But if it wasn't for these anti-nausea pills, I'd probably be hospitalized. It's just that bad. So I'm pretty grateful for that. And
how does being present stack compared to how it
Oh, okay. So Mickey was asking how pregnancy compares to the media rather than real life. And I guess a little bit different, I suppose. It's different for everyone. I know my friend is pregnant right now. And she says it's like the best time of her life. So I don't know, it's completely different from what I experienced. Right now it's the best time of my life, but for the first 6 months, it definitely was not. If I didn't take that pill, I'd be throwing up all the time, every day. And it's not just morning sickness. They should not call it morning sickness. It's day, night, morning, every time sickness. That's what they should be calling it, not morning. But she says she's just having a ball. So it's really different for everyone. I was expecting to feel the baby kick before, and blowing up to the size of a house, but I don't think I haven't really gained all that much weight. I lost weight originally, actually, because I was so sick, and I wasn't really eating at all. And I'm finally it's kind of crazy. I'm only like 10 pounds over what my original weight was at this point, and I'm 7 months pregnant. So, I mean, you can imagine how much weight I have lost in the beginning. Okay, so here's one thing that the media depicts is ice cream and pickles. It's not ice cream and pickles. I have not had any serious cravings or any weird cravings, I should say. Mitch has probably had more cravings than I have. And he has sympathy pregnancy too. It's pretty funny. But my cravings are if I see someone eating something that I really want, like the other day my pharmacist was saying how she was having lasagna. Lasagna. I have to have lasagna. The world will end if I don't have lasagna. So we had lasagna that night. Best lasagna ever. Those are the kind of cravings. I don't know if that's for most people. Those are the kind of cravings that I've been having. I think it was Christmas, I saw someone drinking hot chocolate on the TV. I'm like, I need to have hot chocolate. I want to have some hot chocolate. I had some hot chocolate. Those are the kind of cravings. It's not pickles and ice cream, at least for me.
What's been the best part of being pregnant?
The best part of being pregnant is feeling the baby kick now. And it's almost soothing. It's almost soothing knowing that she's in there and that she's alive. When my neighbor was pregnant, she kind of said the same thing, and I didn't really understand what she meant. But when you feel your baby kick, like there's something growing inside of you, and it's not a parasite. And it's pretty weird that you can, you know, grow something so amazing. And I think that's the best part of being pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am pretty excited for the day that the baby is born. Like I said, I am just sweltering hot, and I cannot wait to not be this hot anymore. And in a way, this uncomfortable either. I'm on my feet all day at work. I'm a pharmacy technician. So the times that I get to sit are rare to none when I'm at work. So my feet flow up to the size of like a house. My legs do too. Mick never wants to give them rubs because they're a bit too sweaty, I guess. I don't really know. but, yeah, I'm pretty excited to get her out just so I can not be so uncomfortable standing for 8 hours during the day. It was fine probably up until the fifth month, and then I finally started to get just a little uncomfortable. She kicks and she moves. Every once in a while, she'll kick a rib, and I'll, like, go down for a few seconds, and people are like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, baby kick. It's all right. It's okay. So, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on the upcoming 10?
I'm kind of afraid of the upcoming parenthood, but I'm also really, really excited. Only because, I mean, not really only because, but I don't know. Becoming a parent is just something completely different of what we're used to. You know, we used to party and drink a lot, but now we actually have to settle down a little bit and become responsible adults. Damn it! But I think it will be a lot of fun. It will be a completely life changing. You know, and I'm ready for it.
Are you?
I am.
You ready?
Yeah.
Mentally?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, mentally and physically, I'm ready for it. Pretty excited. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to meet our daughter, teach her everything that we know, have her do things that we want her to do, become the little slaves that we were to our parents. You know, it'll be a good time.
Right. I don't like slaves.
No, you're right. I won't make her a slave.
However, the best part about having children is you get to violate all of the children working laws. You do not apply to your own family.
You're right.
Have your own business. That's fine. Have a 7-year-old work like 80 hours a week. It's not against the law.
Oh, man, we're going to make her garden so much. It'll be great. She's going to be out in the middle of the day picking tomatoes, sweat dripping down her back. It'll be a good time. A good time. Yeah.
They quickly come and take our kids.
Yeah, right. Please don't. We're just kidding. What else?
I don't know. You're the one who's pregnant. You tell me.
I don't know.
When you found out you were pregnant.
What's that?
When you found out you were pregnant.
When I found out when we were pregnant. So I guess we probably got pregnant around Halloween, more or less. I'm pretty sure that was like the day that we got pregnant, is, or like a couple days after, more or less. I think maybe before.
It was would have been a month before.
Really? Maybe. Okay. But when I found out, I really didn't think. I honestly didn't think that I was going to keep it at first, and then I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep it.
Really? You even
thought
about it?
Yeah, I did. I was scared. Come on, something big is going to happen to my body. Something completely, you know, different is going to change. It was really scary. My heart palpitated a few times, took two pregnancy tests, called the doctor, let him know that, that I might be pregnant. He's like, okay, come on in. And so we went in, and I'm like, I took two pregnancy tests, and he's like, well, congratulations, you're pregnant. And we're like, oh, so it's not a false positive? He's like, no, can't have false positives on pregnancy tests. Didn't know that. Now you know.
For me, when we found out we were pregnant, I've wanted kids for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I was very excited. My biggest fear was actually how much drinking we did before we found out she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the thing that bothered me the most about finding out we were pregnant.
But when we told the doctor how much we did drink, he's like, well, most pregnancies start with a lot of drinking and or drugs, so you're probably okay. And we're like, okay, that's good. We'll wait off our mind. Yep.
You know, I guess we've also kind of found out that we were in an interesting position to try to determine whether or not our kid was an accident or a decided, you know, on purpose.
Yeah. The
truth is, it was a little bit of both. We had decided for her to get off of birth control if she wanted to have a kid. We happened to have gotten pregnant 3 months before we planned on getting pregnant.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, ladies, if anybody who is taking birth control and you don't want to get pregnant instantly after, use condoms. Okay? Because you will get pregnant very, very quickly after being off your birth control. Be careful.
Did you hear that? Wrap it before you tap it.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick, how are you feeling about the pregnancy?
I'm feeling about
it. No one asked the father about the pregnancy.
Well, to be honest, I'm a little jealous that I can't be pregnant.
Why?
I don't know. I love kids. I want to be a parent. And being pregnant and being a mother is just an experience that I'll never be able to have.
That is true.
You know, I mean, a mother could do, quote-unquote, and I'm using air quotes, a father's job, but there is simply no way for a man to ever know what this experience is. And,
okay,
you know, the amount that I want to have children, like, it's a little disappointing that I won't ever get to know that.
Okay.
The part that scares me the most is the actual labor part.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of seeing you in labor. And then,
we went to a class last Thursday. That's why Mick couldn't make it for the whole show. And the teachers there were like, so your labor is going to start probably a couple of days before you actually give birth. And I'm like, wow, that sucks. She's like, no, it's okay. You're not going to feel major contractions. It's just going to feel like menstrual pains. I'm like, whew, that's much better. But it was kind of crazy that it can last for so long. Mick, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, it's okay.
Okay. But she was saying that actually most waters don't break, apparently, which was really interesting because on the media it always displays, or in movies at least, it always displays that the minute that your water breaks is like the minute that your baby's basically going to be coming out. And most waters don't break. Either the doctors have to break it for them, or what she said was a rare occasion, not all the time, and pretty cool that the baby comes out in the sac. So that's pretty cool, too. I don't know how I would feel about that, though. It'd be almost kind of scary seeing that because they're out of the womb. They have to breathe, but I suppose when they're still in the amniotic fluid that they're obviously connected, so they don't always have to breathe. So, yeah.
By the way, if you have a question for the mother and father to be, you can call in at 646-200-4733. Again, that's 646-200-4733. I know that I had mentioned, I think it was Thursday maybe, that I was working on starting to build a crib, I believe. I had mentioned that somewhere. Something terrible happened. I got it mostly completed, but then you were like 5 steps away. Like literally, you have like 3 pieces left from completing the crib, and a part broke. So I contacted the manufacturers, and they're sending us out a replacement part. No, they didn't give us an ETA. They just said, "Yep, we'll send it." I was like, "Okay." I mean, they're an NJ-based company, so I imagine. I think the listeners know where New Rutherford is less than I do.
Oh, sorry, guys. I forgot
you were in Detroit. Yeah, they're actually all over the world.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yes. Let's see. Oh, you wanted to mention something about a book.
Oh,
reading a book right now.
So, I have... Okay, I'll hold the phone. So, I started this one book. It's called Aragon.
It's there, 2001 comps.
I know. They want their book back.
I'm sorry. 2002 calls and they want their book back.
Look, I thought I tried reading this book when I was a little bit younger, and I thought I couldn't get into it, but it was actually a different book that I found out. So I started this book last Tuesday. Aragon is a series of 4 books. This one book in particular is 754 pages. In 1 week, I have read 647, and I plan to read the whole series before the baby comes. One of my previous pharmacist just had a baby, and she said that she wanted to read before she had the baby because she knew that she wasn't going to be able to afterwards. So I'm like, maybe I'll like start something and try to finish it. But I am in love with this book. I can't put it down. I think one of the only books that really made me do this before was Water for Elephants. I don't know if anybody's read it before. Freaking page turner. Like it's such a romantic book. It's based back in, like, the, I think, 1900s or something, 1920s. Pretty cool.
I believe we have a caller. Hello, yes, caller, you're on Radio RF. Welcome.
Hey, Eddie, it's Orbit.
It's Orbit. Hello, Orbit.
Hey, I hope you guys haven't already answered this and I missed it, but what are you going to name the baby?
You know, we still don't really know. We were originally considering
Ada Margaret,
and that was Ada Lovelace and then Margaret Hamilton. So we're looking to maybe name her after, we're having a girl, after some famous females who should be famous for their science, but we live in a particular society that tends to forget them, so we were hoping to hire one of them. The issue with Ada is her cousin has a baby who's 6 months named Ava, and it's too much of the same name. It seems like you're copying someone, too much confusion.
Yeah, and we see them probably like every maybe 6 months or so. So, I mean, it's quite a bit for an extended family to see. I don't know.
Another name we're considering is Dusk. When I had originally thought up the name Dusk, it was actually, so I was hoping to have twins, and it'd be Dawn and Dusk. But, I mean, Dusk's still a unique name.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we don't know. We don't really have a name picked out yet.
I have a friend that named her little girl Echo.
Echo.
That's cool.
That's cute. Echo. Okay, well, I was just, thank you.
Thank you, Orbit.
Okay, bye.
Have a nice day. All right, I had actually planned on talking about some other topics originally today, and I quite often just feel that for the most part, I don't want to go on rants or raves about this or that. In general, I don't necessarily like sharing opinions. I don't really think opinions matter in the slightest. You know, I'm in the middle of having a fashion. And the reason that you don't see me posting too much on Autofilm is I don't want to make statements without, like, fact-checking. I don't have the time to fact-check, so I don't really have the time or inclination to deal with most things. That being said, obviously, I still post and say opinions all the time, so I just tend to try to, or just call me a hypocrite. I mean, part of the issue is also the people I hang out with here, you know, like, some of what I wanted to talk about or my feelings on theism and why I'm an anti-theist in some senses, and the same time, I just don't necessarily feel like really going into that all the time, you know, it's tends to be negative focused, and then you have to start defining terms, and then people start going, oh, well, that's not what I believe, or that's not, and then it's like, I don't feel like breaking it down into all the possible ways, or I don't feel like lumping people into categories, and because I respect my friends here on RF too much to necessarily lump people into categories and then respond to it. So, I mean, I find these types of conversations are simply best on a one-on-one individual basis, and you know, if maybe it was a show that targeted demographic that would appreciate hearing my opinions on the topic, I would. You know, if we had more atheists and anti-theists listening, I might be more inclined to share some of that. But I don't. You know, a large part of our listening base is theist. And, I respect you guys and appreciate you guys. And I try to make sure that the episodes are available to everyone, and I'm sure that people would enjoy hearing it, even the people who would be offended by it, in the sense that it's probably interesting to come from somewhere, or to see where, you know, these type of feelings and thoughts come from. But I wasn't feeling particularly inspired when the episode started today, so I just immediately handed my phone to my wife and said, you talk. That was completely unscripted, by the way. I was originally going to rant, so I decided I didn't want to do it. I wasn't in the mood. I was like, so I made her talk. I suppose that might also be another time where it would be good if I maybe were to be interviewed by someone on these topics. I think part of the issue is that I do the episodes live. It'd be kind of something interesting to maybe rant and then listen to it like, oh, okay, I do feel comfortable saying those things, and then post it. I think another part of the issue is that I'm constantly changing my mind on things. I'm very, very fluid in my thoughts and feelings on topics, and I don't like being locked into stating things because it's subject to change on a multitude of factors. And sometimes just the way I describe things won't necessarily work for someone else. So you'll hear X and I'll be meaning Y. And again, the point is there's no real point in sometimes bringing it up or whatever. That being said, I definitely do plan on addressing some of those particular topics. In and of by doing it myself, also ask topics with other members. You know, we still have, we have the whole June of the LHP stuff. We're going to be doing Islam with Muslim in back and black. And then, let's see, we're working on an ex-Christian episode, maybe a secularist episode, some Christian episodes. Because, you know, the only Christian episode we've done on this show so far is the Eastern Christianity episode with Well Named. And I want to change that episode to a religious profile. Because it's definitely a religions profile. But can you really name an episode better than a well-named episode for a well-named friend when your friend's called well-named? I mean, you really can't get a better name than that. The issue is it doesn't fit into the way we're setting up the episodes. We're kind of trying to break them up into, quote-unquote, series with some weird episodes like today's episode. Today's a short episode. We were supposed to take a class. I'm not quite sure if we're going to make it, but the episode's set to end in 5 minutes. If anyone had any closing questions, whether about, you know, expecting a child or about some of the other things I've brought up, you can call it at 646-200-4733, and we'll be happy to answer them. By the way, we found the best cat toy in the world.
Bubbles.
And they're bubbles. And it's great because you can just sit there, blow bubbles, and the cat just runs around, gets exercise, it's played with. I don't think they can really want to hear the sound. Okay.
No,
this is the sound of cat playing with bubbles.
Thank you. She sometimes jumps at them and tries to catch them in his paws. He bites at them. It's really the funniest thing ever.
For some reason, I'm imagining a Dimitri Martin joke. Something about a chart and how hot you are and how much I care about your cat. No. My wife liked it. Sometimes I expect the radio to, like, talk back to me. Like, you know, like, I don't know why, but I know I'm speaking and broadcasting live all across, you know, the universe and stuff. And it's a one-way communication unless, you know, you call in and I let you talk. But regardless of the fact that I haven't actually turned anyone on to talking, I still expect someone to respond to my jokes. It's weird not having dreads this year. At least someone laughs. Well, yeah, but they can't hear. My wife said she laughs. I don't know if you can hear, but it doesn't do any good for her to laugh if you're not laughing on the phone, so you guys can't hear it. But it just sounds like silence as I'm sitting here and she's laughing. I'm being silent. Anyways, instead of talking to you about a religious topic like I planned to, I completely didn't, and I managed to take a half hour because I've got the skills. I've got the skills. It's a true story. Anyways, with that, I'm going to say good morning, good night, and good afternoon.
Good now.
You heard it. Good now. We'll do better next time. If, by the way, you really do want me to maybe address certain topics, maybe you should try submitting me questions in writing that I could respond to. I know my previous interview with Orbit, I was pretty disappointed with some of my answers. And I don't know why I've been struggling so hard to open up more on here. But yeah, try submitting me some answers and I can slowly try to start working them into something. Or in episodes or I don't know. Again,